Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity once again to welcome you in here to the Clay County Corner, coming to you from the old clerk's office here in Salina, Tennessee, as we do each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. in the morning, and here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And of course, this show is made possible through the efforts of the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Committee group here in the county, and we appreciate their help, and we also appreciate all of the folks that make this show possible. And I'd like to remind folks that during the show today, we will be giving away a Dairy Queen ice cream cake to some lucky winner who celebrated a birthday or anniversary this past week. And we'll be doing that here in a few minutes. And we'll do a little COVID rundown here in a few minutes. But I've got a couple of very special guests this morning. I've got Miss Brittany Poindexter from up at Mitchell Creek boat dock tourist area up there. And she's going to be talking a little bit about some of the things been going on with that area up there this summer with the COVID crisis and all the things in and around the boat dock up there. And I guess their business is kind of like most of the businesses here on Dale Hollow this summer. I know they have been kind of busy, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And we've also got a little tourism report I'm going to share here in a few minutes, and Brittany and I will probably talk about that a little bit. And then during the latter part of the show today, Mr. David Maxfield, the new principal down at Salina K-8 School, is going to come by and talk to us a little bit about the situation down there and how it's working out and what a day down there is like and kind of what they foresee things happening throughout the rest of the school year. And then along the same line with the schools, I think we have moved some activities around today in the school system to avoid the coming hurricane that is supposed to be in here in Clay County maybe tomorrow night. So we have moved the high school football game to tonight. The last word I had, that's going to be played tonight. And that resulted in this afternoon's volleyball match being moved up to 4 o'clock. So those two events will be taking place this afternoon there. Then also, the regularly scheduled, I believe it's the junior high homecoming for football out at the KA, and I think they're going to go with that. And also, I think maybe they have a volleyball game this afternoon, too. So got those things going on with the schools. And let's see. I could go ahead and do my COVID report now before we take our first little break, which is good news for Clay County the last few days. We haven't had any new cases, I think, in the last couple of days. We're kind of holding on at 103 total cases, and I think we have maybe about 20 cases that may be active right now. But, you know, we're still having hot spots all over the state of Tennessee, and it's not time to let your guard down and try to stay safe and maintain your distance and that type of thing. But with that, I guess we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll start with today's show. I'll remind you, though, now, when you hear something real interesting today, tell your friends and neighbors, call them right now and tell them to get online with us or to listen to us this afternoon at 6 o'clock when it's rebroadcast. And if they can't do that, they can even go to the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper site where all these shows are streamed. And with that little plug, we'll take a short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 1-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here this morning with Ms. Brittany Poindexter, who is the manager up at Mitchell Creek. What's the official name of that now?
Just Mitchell Creek Marina.
It never has changed through all of the ownership thing, changes and things like that. Yeah. Of course, that used to be Livingston Boat Dock.
It did.
Owned by, I believe, the Stafford Brothers, I believe, were the original owners of that place. And they kind of, it's like so many of the places here on Del Hala that I think after we had the little economic downturn back a few years ago when gasoline went to about $4 a gallon, a lot of the smaller and a lot of the larger resort dock areas, they kind of let things go to pot a little bit. They didn't do a lot of improvements. They didn't have the working capital. You know, a lot of folks quit coming in. Traditional folks that had been coming to Del Hala Lake for many, many years, all at once it stopped. I know most of the boat docks, I think they had a little policy where they didn't accept reservations except after the first of the year and that type thing. And, of course, they had all those repeats. And I know if folks came in, most of them, if you liked a cabin here on Del Hala Lake, you couldn't reserve it for next year when you left. You had to wait until and get in line with everybody again. You know, we were kind of snotty, I think, with them, some of them a little bit. We'd be a good word to say there. But that all changed then. And a lot of the boat docks did change ownership. But I think some of the more far-sighted, even some corporations, some larger business people kind of looked at this and said, you know, this place has been here since 1949 when we had some of our first docks here, and there is a quota here on the number of businesses that can be resorts on this lake. So, you know, this might be a good investment. So that's kind of what's happened. I don't know if we have any family-owned operations left on Del Hala Lake anymore. I know with the change of ownership over at Horse Creek. Mm-hmm. I think that may have been one of the last ones that was family operated. And, of course, I'm to run in my mouth, but I can remember over the years places like some of the docks were like up at Sunset up at Pickett County. It was kind of a little dump up there then. There wasn't a whole lot of things going on, a little small floating office out there with some fishing boats and things like that. And we look now and see what it's developed into, and we look at up at Sulphur Creek, which was another one of those places that was totally out of the way. You had to drive forever to get there. That's kind of like going down to Mitchell Creek, isn't it? But with that, you know, and things are changing there, and I do know that Brittany's going to give us a good report on things that's going on up at Horse Creek. Let's just talk a little bit about Mitchell Creek right now, and things that are happening up there. What it's felt like this summer during this health crisis?
During this health crisis, it's brought people to Del Hollow. They feel like they can come to Del Hollow and feel they can be with their families and also social distance from everybody else. So during this process, it's actually been a blessing to everybody here that has a business on the lake.
You know, I think most everyone would agree with that, especially those of us that live on the byway between the lake and the county line, that the boat traffic has been tremendous this summer. Mm-hmm. And if you Dale Hollow, if you've been out to Pleasant Grove any time this summer on weekends and things, most of the times you could walk probably from Pleasant Grove over to Mitchell Creek without getting your feet wet.
Yeah.
You step from boat to boat.
That's true.
But to tell us a little bit about some of the things that may have happened, some of the changes up there, some of the improvements you've made up there, Brittany. I know that's still a work in progress up there.
We still are a work in progress. This year we've really amped up our family activities that we've done. The past 2 years we really hadn't been able to do that with all the changes from family-owned to corporation. This year, every Friday, we've either had a band or a family game night. You can come down and enjoy that with the whole family. We had a little bit of a slow start with the COVID crisis, but we're back on track now. People were kind of scared at first and with the regulations with the state, but now we're good, and it's been a good turnout.
Okay, now some of the activities I know that you've had in the past was your Jaws on the Lake and things like that. Have you been able to do those yet? Or?
We didn't do Jaws this year, but we did do once a month we done a family movie night with a big 20-foot screen that blew up, and you can watch it on the lawn with the whole family could enjoy it.
And I don't think fireworks this year was. I think maybe you all may have done away with that a few years ago.
We did. We let Willow Grove handle that.
Okay, and that's something too that I know getting to and from Mitchell Creek when you have a large event is a problem, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it is.
And I know you have to, you know, people, we are an independent group of people here in the South, and we just don't like to park our cars and get on a bus and go the rest of the way.
No.
And I think that was the procedure for some of the things before,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it?
Ooh, yes, in the past that had been a procedure, absolutely.
Hey, what about some of the improvements up there, new cabins or?
Well, this year we did add out in front of the restaurant where our bands play, a new platform for people to enjoy and eat while they listen to music, and something that the whole family can enjoy. So we've brought that down to the marina instead of up on the lawn. Other improvements we've made, just upgrades in our cabins. You can enjoy year round. Now you can come all year long.
Okay, and how many rental cabins do you have there now?
We have 11.
Okay, well, do you still do houseboat rentals?
We have one houseboat rental that we do.
You know, that is something that most of the docks have kind of gotten away from, mm-hmm. isn't it? Because you know, some of them still do, but a lot of them kind of sold off their fleet of houseboats.
They did.
And I do know whether y'all have considered this yet or not, but I do know one of the things that Denny's looking at over at Cedar Hill is this floating cabin. Are you guys looking at that also?
We have it, but we do have customers. I have one customer that does have one in one of their slips, and they're really nice.
And I know that his plan is to have cabins that rent just like a cabin up on the side of the land.
Yeah.
But I do know there that they have had a a property disposal, and a lot of the cabins that were up on the land, they have sold those, but they retained a few down on the lakefront. And I know that now that he's looking at that thing, where you would just, your cabin would be down on the lake, and you would pull your boat up and get out of your boat and step into your cabin for the night.
That would be nice.
It looks like that may be something that's going to happen here. And I do know that the dock itself up there, is it in great condition now? And
we did have a setback this year. We had a tornado come through. We're just fine with the repairs, and we have one dock that's still under construction, but we'll be done with it by the end of the season.
So everything is looking good.
It is.
Looking forward to folks keep coming this year.
Yes.
And well, now let me ask you this. I know with the situation with the starting of schools not here in Tennessee and throughout the entire nation, have you noticed a tremendous slowdown during the last month or so with the beginnings of school? Or
just in the past 2 weeks, during the week, it's really slowed down, but the weekends are still very strong, especially with our locals. They're keeping true to what they do during the summer, and we really appreciate them.
Well, now, you know, you haven't been around there for a number of years, but, you know, that was something I think for a long time, when we had the tourists that, you know, this was kind of the stopover sometimes between here and Florida, and we had just flocks of folks coming down from Indiana, Ohio, all the way up to Michigan that would come to Del Hollow Lake every summer. And I think a lot of the boat docks kind of got to the point where they didn't try to court our local people to come,
mm-hmm.
didn't they?
Yeah.
And that has changed, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, a lot of our local people have decided, hey, this is good enough for someone to drive 1,000 miles to get to. I think maybe I can drive 4 or 5 miles and go down and enjoy it.
Yes.
And I know there's probably folks that, like me, a number of years ago, when you got your college degree and you started looking at jobs and you looked around and you saw, well, you know, it doesn't pay as much in Clay County career-wise it would if you went somewhere to an urban area. But you look around and you look and you see, well, there are folks coming down here that are paying $500 to $1,000 a week get to stay here, and guess
mm-hmm.
what? I get to stay all the time, which makes, you know, that becomes really part of your way of life and part of your salary.
Yes.
Is the fact that you're living close to Del Hollow Lake. Okay, now also, I've got a little piece of paper that I got yesterday, and something that I know that you can kind of reflect on this also. One of the things that really kind of surprised me was, this is a report from 2019 on the economic impact of tourism in Clay County, and this one kind of surprised me. We're ranked number 83 out of the 95 counties on economic income, and that seems kind of low for what we have, doesn't it?
It does.
And you know, I know there's some great figures here, but you know, I realize that we are a rural county,
mm-hmm.
and but you know, we do have, I know I've seen estimates of more than 1 million visitors a year
mm-hmm.
that come to Del Hollow Lake. But looking down through the numbers here, that tourism in Clay County generated $7.44 million in direct tourism expenditures in this county,
mm-hmm.
and that is a big number. And also, now, this is something I want you to talk a little bit about, too, and that it generated 51 full-time jobs here in the county. But now, that doesn't count all the jobs that a boat dock does.
It does not.
Tell me what it's like in the spring when the boat dock first opens up.
When you get ready to start the season, you have a bunch of part-time seasonal workers that come to work for you, and that's a big part of how we operate in the marina. We really depend on those part-time workers, not just our full-time workers that are there all year, but during the spring it's very busy trying to get ready for a season, and they're very helpful.
How many of them, of those folks, do you usually hire in the summer?
About 20 to 25.
And they are made up a whole lot of?
They're younger. They're in college, or somebody that just, or they can be part of the older generation that just wants a part-time job during the summer to stay busy.
Okay, and by labor law, mm-hmm. the youngest folks that you can hire are how old?
At Mitchell Creek, we have 18.
Okay, so
yeah.
you But I do know that younger folks can be hired to do certain, we call menial tasks around,
yes,
like cleaning cabins and things, mm-hmm, like that. But there are, would be strict regulations on, you couldn't put them out on top of bluff mowing or cutting trees or something like that.
And their hours are limited.
And, yeah, the number of hours that they have. But you have a full-time force, you said, of how many people?
We just have a full-time force of 3 to 4 people.
Okay, and those are the folks that are there all winter, mm-hmm, to accommodate anyone that wants to come up the weekend a cabin there and go deer hunting.
Yes, or fishing or anything.
Or fishing. You know, that's something, too. Wintertime fishing on Del Hollow Lake is also another very, very important thing.
Yes.
But, and I look down through there also that tourism in Clay County produces $1.74 million in payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that that you folks do. Yeah. My phone rang. I'm sorry. It ain't supposed to do that. Hold on. You talk a few minutes.
Okay. Believe it or not, during the winter hours that we have, it's actually very busy for our full-time staff. That's when we do most of our improvements and get ready for the next year. So we really appreciate all of our full-time staff as well. That's when we get ready for the season.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. I guess most everyone kind of heard our snafu there for a second, but apparently some kind of problem has come up out at the elementary school, and Mr. Maxfield, he cannot get away. But so Brittany and I are going to carry on for a few minutes, and then after we may have to ad-lib some more here, but I'm going to go ahead and go through some more of the facts on this sheet that I got yesterday, and on tourism in Tennessee. And looking on down through this thing, it created $642,000 in local tax revenue for Clay County. And for, I guess, in state tax revenue, around $420,000. So, you know, that's quite a bit of money that tourism generates here in the county. And I know, and as a result of, and I'm going to talk to Brittany a little bit about this, on an average day in 2019, tourism spending in Clay County was $20,387.69 in daily expenditures. Now, that would be a total of all of the tourists that were here in Clay County. That's how much they generated each day they're here in Tennessee. Now, and something I, with Brittany and I talked about a little bit earlier, and that is, I know Mitchell Creek has always been a traditional Overton County boat dock, mm-hmm. even though it's located in Clay County, mm-hmm. because, you know, most of the folks that had their houseboats and fishing boats and things like that, you know, drove down to what was then Livingston Boat Dock. But it is included in that, and Brittany and I were talking a little bit earlier about when, along about Wednesday and Thursday, after folks have been there for a week, they're looking for things to do and places to go off of the lake for a little while. And we were talking about, and I know Brittany traditionally, the boat dock up there has kind of directed people toward Cookeville and Livingston. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of been a tradition, which is something we need to look at, isn't it?
It is.
And I know, I think Brittany said that we need to get a board of business cards up there for folks to see. And, of course, I'm going to depend on Brittany. Now, when someone comes by, she'll tell them to come down and visit some of the stores on the square here in Salina. But, you know, that is a tremendous thing is, you know, a lot of folks come through Salina, and that's what they do. They come through here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the folks that stop, they'll stop and look around for a minute and kind of move on. But, you know, then there's another thing. Here in the South, traditionally, every little town closed down one day a week during the week. And here in Salina, that's traditionally most of the businesses, the banks and everybody closed on Wednesday. Well, I know, Brittany, Wednesday is one of the days the folks come to the office looking for a place to go, isn't it?
Normally that's when they start their vacation. It's the middle of the week.
And they're looking for a place to come and visit, spend a little bit more time away from, even though with the great beauty of Dale Hollow, it does get a little one-ism there after a while. And so, you know, that's something. And I think over in Tompkinsville, they close every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's kind of a traditional thing here, but it's something that, you know, we need to look at here in our county and try to have our places of business open when you know, most folks come in, they say, what in the world's going on? This place is shut down here. But and now, here is the good part of the report that I have here, and that is, as a result of taxes generated by tourist activity in the county, each household pays $334.85 less in state and local taxes. And each household pays $205 less in county and $132 less in state taxes. So if all this tourism went away all at once, your taxes would go up about $350 a year on everyone in Clay County. So this is very, very important business. And I know that a couple more things I want to talk to Brittany about, but I want to right now I want to read off our birthdays and anniversaries for the day, and for which we'll be drawing a lucky winner here in a few minutes, one of the birthday cakes over at the Dairy Queen. But celebrating this week, Ms. Denise Hopper. I think Denise works now at the county offices, so we wish her a happy birthday. One of my former students, too. Of course, I can say that for about everybody here. But then also Allie Reagan celebrated her 12th birthday this past week, and this is called in by Nanny and Pa. And we'd like to wish Jerry and Donna Haynes a happy anniversary this past week. Miss Letitia Abbott-Key celebrated a birthday on the 26th, along with Miss Amanda Hatcher. So we wish them a happy birthday. And then back a little bit earlier, Randy Strong Barstale celebrated a birthday. And also, Roy and Joy Henson celebrated their 53rd anniversary. Both former teachers here in Clay County. We'd like to wish them a happy birthday. And also, Ms. Vicki McLaren celebrated a birthday. So here in a little while, we'll, with our highly sophisticated non-computerized selection system, we'll choose someone, and they'll receive one of the coupons to go over to Dairy Queen and get one of their delicious ice cream cakes. But with, remember, the number to call is 243-5574. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back, everyone. I'm back, and Brittany's still with me. We start. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
But I know you were talking about some of the things that you run into with folks that come here to visit at the lake. Tell us a little bit what you would see out of a typical week-long visitor here.
Most of them are there for the lake, but this year I've really noticed tourists that come just to enjoy the views of the lake, but also want to enjoy the activities or things that we have in, like, Clay County, like Standing Stone Park or things like that. And I tried to, you know, get them to go to like Pleasant Grove and things like that. They're interested in things outside of just boating. So.
Okay, and you, the I'm thinking maybe, you know, like a if you drew a circle around a map here, mm-hmm. how far out would they, do you think they would be willing to venture to?
Well, and they get up in the morning and they're ready for a day-long trip.
So they're looking at day-long trips where they mm-hmm. could maybe make a circle drive around something.
Absolutely.
And, well, you know, that's something maybe, you know, that we need to look at both in here in this county. And, of course, since the lake, you know, it's in two states and mm-hmm. have boat docks in two states, that we look at some of these, well, you know, like the, I guess, what is it, the route that the one that the, what is it, the roller coaster yard sale takes.
Yeah.
You know, that is a great route just to drive uh-huh. without, and, you know, some of the historic sites that are on that. And I know just, well, this past week that... a drive up to from here up to the other dam in this area. There, of course, look at all the lakes around us here. We have Cordell Hull Lake. We mm-hmm. have Center Hill Lake. We have, of course, Dale Holla. And then we have on up the way Lake Cumberland.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the things that are around those, and I think if, you know, if the visitors here, when they come, I'm sure that they do like I do when I go places. I'll get on my handy-dandy cell phone and say, and type in things to do in this area.
Yes. And but I think if we had like a map of like a roadway, interesting things to do while you're here, I think that would help them a lot.
You know, we have a little thing of a group of historic buildings here in Clay County. I think that's something, like you said, we don't have some of those things up there because it lists some of the historic buildings,
mm-hmm.
Some of the old historic homes here in the county, and things like that, that people can go on a little bit of a drive and pack their picnic basket.
Yeah.
And let me ask you about this. What about folks, do they ask about places to kayak?
They do.
Is that something that's kind of...
That's really picked up. That's something we do, kayak rentals at the marina. And they call and ask where they can kayak.
Okay, and we have the place here. Do you have their information, do you?
Yes, I
okay,
do.
Okay, I figured you would have theirs.
Yeah.
That one. And, you know, and just, you know, some of the kayaking things, you know, that we need to, I guess, impress upon people that, you know, a tremendous kayak trip would be start here in Salina down at the park at mm-hmm. the there and go out and kayak down the Cumberland River.
Yes.
And a nice little trip would be from the Cumberland River down to the Butler's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you do that, there's lots of creeks that you can kayak up into, the smaller creeks and things like that. You know, we have things like that, but, you know, I think most of us that have lived here all our life kind of ignore that because we just did it because it was there.
Yeah.
What about things like horseback riding? Do you, anybody ever mention wanting to do horseback riding?
I do, and Mickey over at Willow Grove has started up a horseback riding out towards his marina, actually.
Okay, and of course I know the Red Oak Ridge has horseback riding, but I don't know whether there's anyone that actually does outfitting. I know there's not that
yeah.
does outfitting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And another one I know a lot of folks would like to maybe rent side by side ATVs and go riding through the woods.
Yes.
Which would, you know, but of course these are kind of seasonal type things, which you know, with any tourist place,
yeah.
most everything there is seasonal. But I know we do have all those things here, but it seems like that we're having trouble getting that information out to our visitors, aren't we?
Mm-hmm, we are.
And it kind of seems that a whole lot of the, I think, you know, we need to maybe depend on and work with you guys more there at the boat docks
yeah.
to... you know, to influence people to come this way. But, you know, I know that is something, too, that right now and for a number of years, you know, folks come to Dale Holla. And I've had a number of people when we have meetings say, well, how do they know to come to Dale Holla?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to explain to them that since the 50s, that this has been a traditional lake that people
okay.
came to.
Mm-hmm.
And for a number of years, the marinas and resorts, I know they would go to the boat shows in Cincinnati, all the way up maybe into some places up into Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And and that they advertised and let folks know. And I think for a little while that kind of died down a little bit because the dock owners. Well, what about your dock owners association? Is that still?
That is. We still have that in place, and we have what we call where Tennessee and Kentucky, we have a yearly meeting where we get together and go over some each year. So we support each other and we lean on each other, and it's a tremendous help.
You know, and I know that that's been in existence, I guess, from the beginning of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that as I said earlier, that the number of resorts that can never be built on the lake is limited. I think it was, 11 or 12 or
mm-hmm.
something or other, that there would be no more, except you make an exception for a state park up in Kentucky.
Yeah.
they expand. So, and also, the Corps must decide, based on, I guess, a proposal that you would make of any expansion, don't they?
Again.
I mean, you up there where you're at, you just can't go across over another holler and put some boat docks out, can
you? No, it's a long process. So we're actually adding two docks. We're in the process of getting those bedded out, but it's almost a year-long process to get those accepted through the Corps of Engineers.
And I guess it has to be connected to the original in some way. I guess land connected, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it, Brittany?
It does.
You can't just find you a place a little farther over.
No, you have to be within your lease.
And that lease, can it be modified?
It can be modified. You can expand your lease.
Because, you know, I know, like I said, I worked a number of years up at Cedar Hill, and I go up there now, and I do know now with the ownership there now, I think they have negotiated all the way out, all the land out to the swinging bridge, maybe.
Okay.
Something along that line if they can, because, you know, they have moved their houseboat docks out of the hollow there out into the main body of the lake, which has changed the, you know, what, how much more they can expand and things like that.
Yeah.
And I know that for a number of years that Cedar Hill tried to get the parking space that was now paved there at the bottom of the, where you start out the Pleasant Grove. And for a number of years, the Corps wouldn't lease that to them. But, you know, that changed over the years.
It is.
Okay. And let me ask you another, a little health thing there. And that is the sewers, the sewage system. Up there,
mm-hmm.
What do you have sewers there at each one of the cabins, or do you have a system there?
We have a system. Each of our cabins run on a system, and each of our boat docks, each finger of our houseboats has their very own pump out. So we don't in any way have to have like a boat that comes around and pumps out the boats. It's all one big connected system that pumps it up and up on top of the hill, and it goes into a lease area.
And the Corps is kind of picky about those things, aren't they?
Yes, you have to be very careful.
That's one thing, you know, sometimes they get a bad rep on some things, but if there's one thing about it, the Corps of Engineers has protected this body of water to extreme.
Yes.
I know every houseboat has to be self-contained,
mm-hmm.
and if it leaks anything, it's not going to be on the water very long.
No, it's not.
And I think any type of development, mm-hmm. that there's a line around that lake, and nothing better seep across that line.
It better not.
or you're in big-time trouble.
Absolutely.
And another thing with a lot of folks don't understand here, too, is with the Corps of Engineers lakes that, most of us that grew up here, and we always saw the folks that we knew working in Donaldson Park.
Mm-hmm.
They were folks that were actually hired up at the Dale Hollow Dam. Well, the park is not in the Dale Hollow Dam Reservoir.
No.
It's in the Cordell Hall Reservoir.
It is.
And that's something, you know, that, of course, we're working right now to get the park turned over to the city. And I know there are some ideas of, you know, once again, of some type of development out on the island at Pleasant Grove. I don't know. I know that some of the things that have been talked about, because you and I both know that probably every visitor that comes to Dale Hollow goes by the end of Pleasant Grove Island at least once that week.
They do.
Either going by going up the lake or coming down to see the dam,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And, you know, I know all the houseboaters used to tie up around at least one night. Of course, they can't do that anymore.
No.
And now that's something, too, camping on Del Hollow Lake. Are there any, what about commercial campgrounds up close to where you're at? Are there any up there?
There are a few. I do have one that's, I don't think it's commercial, but they do camp there a lot, right across from Mitchell Creek. It's in the Mitchell Creek, actual creek area.
Yeah.
Across from us. It's very popular.
You all don't have anything like that set up yet?
We don't, not yet.
And, okay, now, the restaurant up there. We mm-hmm. hadn't talked about the restaurant.
Yeah. We've had a great year at the restaurant. We do contract that out, but it's been wonderful this year.
Who is doing that this year?
His name is Jeremy York out of Gainesboro. He has a restaurant in Gainesboro called Southern Rock Bouncing Barbecue, but barbecue is not the only thing that he does at the marina. He does barbecue, pizza, some seafood, and he actually does breakfast on Saturday and Sunday.
So you've got a little business going there with that?
Yes.
And is that in the steamboat?
It is.
And if you haven't been up there to see that, you need to go up there and just look around.
Yes, absolutely.
And I know Mitchell Creek, and it probably still is one of the traditional fishing hot spots on the lake.
It is.
And I'm sure you see lots of folks on the banks up there fishing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, little short break, work in a commercial. We'll be back in just a few minutes while we gather our thoughts and see where we're going to go next.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing type 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Brittany and I are still here, and I know I had a bug put in here about one thing that we hadn't talked about this morning. We talked about boat adoption things, and that is a very, very important thing that's still going on, and that is the 2020 census. And I know we've talked about how much money that if we lose one person here in Clay County that doesn't get their name on the census, how much money that will cost us in the next 10-year period of federal funding. And, of course, you know, census numbers have things, you know, to do with a lot of things. I used to, they even asked on the census form, where you vacationed at. I mean, you know, they were all the time looking for information. And, you know, I know we were talking about the total number of people that come to Del Hala during the year. And I do know I've seen figures, my memory serves me correct, anywhere from a million up to maybe as many as 4 million people that actually, you know, that come to stay, that visit Del Hala, not necessarily to come to stay here for a week and that kind of thing. Because I do know, you know, all over the area that this lake covers, that there are a lot of folks that come in here for a couple of days, mm-hmm. that are going somewhere else and will try to rent them a place for the night, or they'll stay in one of the hotels, motels, or whatever, like here in Salina, or like they're in Bairdstown, Livingston. They'll stay in a motel there in Livingston all night, but they read about Del Hala Lake, and they'll come down to and find Mitchell Creek and rent them maybe a little fishing boat or something, and or a rowboat, and just really go out on the lake and enjoy a day of rowing and have a picnic or something. We have lots of folks that do that. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of us think of the tourists as the people who come here to stay for 3 or 4 or 5 days up to a week, but we have lots of what we would call just visitors, mm-hmm. that come by, and they may be driving by heading somewhere else, and they come by and they see the sign up front for the National Fish Hatchery, or they say the sign for Del Hala Dam, and they'll get off and they'll go down and they'll park down below Del Hala Dam and walk around the path there through the campground, and just take a walk through there. You know, there's lots of people that do that. So I guess a visitor would be anyone that stopped and visited for a little while.
Okay.
And let's see, if we got anything else we need to cover up at the boat dock.
I think so. I think we've covered about everything.
Does that mean you don't have anything else to say?
Just enjoy the lake all year round. We have even cabins available during the winter time. So Del Hala can even be beautiful during the winter. We encourage everybody to enjoy it all year long.
Okay, and like I said, that's an important thing now in today's vacationers, because, you know, for a number of years, our lake, I used to say from about Easter until Labor Day, we turned it over to the Yankees.
Yeah.
And then after that, it belonged to us again. But, you know, that's kind of changed, too, because I know, like Brittany said, we have a lot of folks that come in for fall fishing,
mm-hmm.
and fishing tournaments.
Oh, yes.
We haven't talked about fishing tournaments.
Yes.
Do you sponsor any up there? Or?
We haven't this year, but we do have a private fishing tournament that a couple of guys hold on Thursdays. But as long as we're notified and you would like to hold one at Mitchell Creek, you're more than welcome, and we can assist you in any way possible.
I do know that Horse Creek had been holding theirs this year, and I know up at Sunset, up in that area up there,
mm-hmm.
that they've held theirs, because I've seen the big fish, and this has been a great fishing year up
mm-hmm.
there. And I know, do you notice, of course, most people bring their fish in on their cameras now, which is a great thing, because, you know, people used to would come into a boat dock and they'd have, oh, 8 or 10 or 12 great big smallmouth bass on a stringer, and they'd hold that thing up
yeah.
and take pictures of it. And there's probably still some pictures on the wall up there of some of those things
yeah.
back from many, many years ago. But that all changed a few years ago with this limit on the bass fishing, and that has worked wonders for this lake here.
Yeah.
Because once again, even amateur fishermen and not real good fishermen like me can go out and have a great time during the day and catch a lot of fish and have fun. And another thing, this lake is probably, if not the most, but the purest lake of any impounded lake you'll find anywhere. Because I think the last time I checked, that the water purity in Del Hollow Lake was actually a few percentage points cleaner than it was when the lake was impounded. So, you know, that, and like I said, that is something that the Corps of Engineers is very, very protective of,
yeah.
And that they don't allow any type of seepage, leaking, anything that drains into the lake. They get it pretty quick and have it stopped. And, you know, those of us that like the nature and the looks of Del Hollow Lake are really appreciative. And another thing, too, is that the building limit around the lake. You know, we have, if you've been to other lakes around, and even some of the Corps of Engineers, not Corps of Engineers, but TVA lakes you're in and around Tennessee, you will notice that there are private boat docks, there are houses down on the bank. And, you know, I don't know of anyone that wants to come to Del Hollow Lake and take a tour of fancy houses.
No.
And that's kind of what some of these things turn into. So,
yes.
You know, we keep the banks here natural. Oh, another, have you seen any bears up there?
I've not personally, but the people have seen it on the way to Mitchell Creek on the road. There's been two that they've spotted.
And I know we had some video, I know a couple of weeks ago, someone posted on Facebook of a bear swimming across the lake.
Yes,
up the lake. So, another attraction.
They do. Even though some people are afraid, they're like, are they going to get into my cabin? And no, they don't. They don't bother anybody.
No, they'll leave folks alone as you'll leave them alone.
Absolutely.
But don't hold a stake out to them. Because
no.
They might take whatever's holding the stake, too.
Yes.
But, you know, and you know, that's something, you know, I remember a few years ago, that's probably before your time, when we had to think about there being alligators in Del Hollow Lake.
Oh, wow.
And I think maybe someone finally did find one somewhere or another up toward Wisdom Boat Dock, that area up there, where there actually was a little alligator in the lake.
Hmm.
But so far we haven't captured any alligators, because we are a freshwater lake.
And yeah.
Well, Brittany, we have done a good job this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And we really do miss the fact that Mr. Maxfield wasn't able to come by and kind of, I know a lot of folks are anxious about what's going on with schools everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that this system, along with others, have had problems with the virtual learning thing. Kentucky schools, I think they're on virtual right now.
Till September 8th.
I have a niece that teaches up there,
mm-hmm.
But I know that, you know, it's kind of a problem. You know, as a retired teacher, you wonder how you would feel at this time. And I do know that it's a change, and it's a change that's going to get worked on and perfected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we kind of look at our education system we've got going right now, the free education system that we have, and we've been perfecting on it for how many years now? 200 years or more. And it still is not perfect. So we're starting something totally new. So, you know, just kind of patient a little bit. And we realize that these things of certain segments of the society being underserved, the bandwidth of the internet and things like that. But these are all things that will get worked out. And we have worked out an hour, Brittany. And with that, I think it's time I'll reach my hand. Let's see, what did I do with my handy-dandy bucket? Here it is. I'll reach in the bucket and hope nothing bites me while I'm in there getting it out. And I'll pull out a winner of today's birthday cake. And today's winner, Roy and Joy Henson. Anyone listening, if Roy and Joy aren't listening, tell them that they have won the anniversary cake and they need to come over by the chamber office and pick up their little card and take it over to Dairy Queen and get one of those delicious ice cream cakes. And with that, I guess it's time that we shut the doors here. We've got all the livestock put back up and we have something unusual. We haven't been disturbed by any emergency vehicles this morning, so that's something new here. But we'll see you again next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And I'd really like to thank Brittany for hanging around here with me. Usually I could ad-lib for a few minutes, but This one kind of caught me by surprise, and I've had someone with me here who keep talking right along with us, and we appreciate that. And, of course, we'll get her back again as we can. And don't forget, we've got the football and volleyball going on this afternoon. And with that, we'll say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here on your radio dial next week. And until then, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.